So the second aliyah of the Shira, we find the pasuk Yimtaehu be'eretz midbar uvesohu yulel yishimon yisovivenu yivonenehu yitzrenu kishanino. So let's first take targum. With targum in the Shira, we have to be very precise. So targum says Yimtaehu be'eretz midbar doesn't just mean that he found him, so to speak, in the desert, but tzapik tzarkehon be'ara midbara, that God provided for us in the desert. Uves tachvana, a place where there is a lack of water, asa deleis maya, as the Targum goes on to explain. Ashrinan schar schar l'shchente, right, that God causes us to dwell around his shchina, in reference to the Mishkan. Right, alfion pizgame oraisa, he taught us Torah. Nitarinon kivavas enohon, and he guarded us, right, like the pupil of the eye. Right, so that God provided for our material welfare, he provided for our spiritual welfare. That's the way Targum Onkelos understands the pasuk. Okay, so Rashi understands in the opposite direction, initially. Yimtzei v'eretz midbar, osa matzalo ne'manim v'eretz midbar, shekiblu aleim toraso, umalchuso, ve'olo, mashalo asu, yishmal ve'esav, shenemar v'zarech miseir lamo, hofio mihar paran, Uvisohu Yilel Yishimon, Eretz Sio Ushmama, Makom Yulalas Taninim of Nosiana, Avsham Nimshechu Achar Amuna, Vilo Amru Lamosha, Heyach Neti the Midbaros, Makom Tzia Ushmamon Kinin Shinemar Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar. And then from there, right, Rashi interprets very much in the direction of Targum, that Yisovivenu, that God surrounded us with the Anane HaKavod, right, Yivonanehu, right, Betoro, Bina, that God illuminated us, Yitzrenhu, he protected us, Minachash Saraf Akrav, Amin Ovde Kochavim, from various kinds of attacks, etc. And he goes on to quote the Targum. So, at least in terms of the Resha Dekra, we have a dispute between Rashi and Targum. Now, the Ramban takes issue with Rashi's interpretation. He says this isn't Me'inyan HaParsha, right? These are all clearly Tochachos that the Jewish people are being charged with. But be that as it may, right, what Rashi seems to highlight is this idea of Matzah Chein Bamidbar, that the Jewish people established a certain credibility, a certain character vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar. It was Eretz Tziyav Etzalmaves, it was Asra Deleis Beimaya, and yet we demonstrate our willingness to be Mekabel Umachu Shemayim, to mekabel the Torah, and it shouldn't be taken for granted. Mashalo asu b'nei Yishmal, ve'esav, etc. I think this idea that Rashi is trying to project, even with the critiques of the Ramban, notwithstanding, is a very significant idea, especially this time of year. Right? When a person is fundamentally committed to something, a person is committed to a particular path, deems it to be valuable, deems it to be true, and deems it to be worthwhile, then external conditions all of a sudden become far less significant. Mashal mada davar d'omeh, right? The Gemara famously comments that when you have people living in matrimonial bliss, so they can live together even on a plank of wood, and sadly, if there is cause for dissent, for divergence, for machlokas, then even the largest mansion in the world is not going to be sufficient in terms of providing each of them enough space. In many ways, external conditions are really extrinsic. They really are external, and when somebody is really, when somebody is committed to something in different ways, in different areas of life, So they find a way to be committed to it, even when it's not convenient. So Satora Adam ki yamos ba'al, and divrei Torah miskaimin al b'misha meimis atzmo aleihen. Even if they didn't have all of the right conditions and they didn't have all of the proper advantages, and those are the questions that we can ask ourselves. We can pose to ourselves in these precious days prior to the Yom HaTzom, to Yom HaKippurim, with respect to our commitment. It is Rashi highlights here, the sense of lachdech acharei bamidbar be'eretz lo zeruah, they didn't have to follow entirely. And then when it came to Kabbalah Satorah, you're right, yimtzoeyu be'eretz midbar. It was a complete desolate, right, location, uvisohu Yilel Yeshimon, and yet Klal Yisrael was found, right, to be equal to the task. So that is a very significant recommendation. Again, lahefech, when a person, you know, has all of the right conditions, but the inner motivation, for whatever reason, is just not there, so all of the advantages in the world are not going to be sufficient as it concerns that person's advancement in whatever area, and kal v'chomer ben benoshel shel kal v'chomer in terms of spiritual attainment. A fundamental question is not which yeshiva, which year, even these things are consequential. The ultimate factor is a question of motivation, is a question of will, is a question of drive. And that's what Rashi is pointing out. You know, the Kaddish Baruch Hu so appreciated, right? That's part of the reason we mentioned it during the Zichronos. When people are committed to a certain ideal, to a certain noble idea, then even when conditions, and especially when conditions are not conducive, nonetheless, it's important enough to them to make it a priority and to ultimately bring potential to reality.